What about a nickname that a child might have for another child who's always telling on his friends?
Tattletale. Yeah.
To you, is there any difference between tattling and gossiping?
Tattling is... conveying information on a person to get revenge or to get a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Gossiping is to talk about someone, something someone has done.
Mm-hmm.
I think gossip is done more with adults than tattling is with kids.
Okay, fine. All right, say if you have some flowers growing outside and you want to brighten up the room a little bit, you might say, well, I think I'll go out and
pick some flowers or clip.
Okay. And the things that children play with, like you say, your son has a room full of
toys.
Any other words for toys? Would you ever say play pretty?
No.
Wouldn't say that. Okay. All right, another set of verbs here. If I have something that you need right now, you might say, me that.
Give me that.
But I already it to you.
I've already given it to you.
Mm-hmm. I already that to you.
No. I have already given.
Okay, I need that too, but I already
gave it to you.
Okay.
And then I have already given it to you.
Okay. All right, this verb, you might call up the theater and ask, when does the show
begin? Start.
Okay, or when does the show
end?
What was the other word you said besides start?
When begin?
Yeah. The man say, well, might say, well, it has already
begun.
Or?
It's already began.
Well, we were going to start, too, since we got that.
It's already started.
Yeah, okay. The show 2 hours ago.
Started 2 hours ago.
Okay, and the other word, the show 2 hours.
Begun 2 hours. Yeah, 2 hours ago.
Okay.
The show began 2 hours ago.
Uh-huh. What about, let's say if a man wants to get somewhere in a hurry, he wouldn't just walk, but he would...
run.
Okay. He has a mile already.
He's run a mile already.
He... all the way to town.
He what?
He blank all the way to town.
He ran all the way to town.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you don't know where a man was born, you might ask, well, where does so-and-so
live?
Or where does he from?
Reside. Come from.
Mm-hmm. All right. You might say, so-and-so blank in on the train last night.
Hanging on the train last night.
Has he blank in yet?
Has he come in yet?
Okay. And with your eyes, you say you...
see.
Okay. He blank that yesterday.
He saw that yesterday.
Have you
seen?
Okay. Let's say if you can't get through a particular place on the road because the highway department's got all the machines out there and the road is all what?
Muddy.
Or it's all
torn up.
Okay. And let's say if your husband...
it's all torn up. It's all torn up.
Okay. If your husband gives you a bracelet for a birthday and you're just sitting there looking at it, he might say, well, why don't you go ahead and
put it on?
All right. And this verb, you might ask somebody, can your brother really that? Can your brother really that?
What is that?
Talking about things that he is able to perform.
Like, can you really do that?
Yeah. Well, yesterday he
did it.
He has plenty of time.
He's done it before. Please, he's done it.
And if you're sitting on a couch, you haven't opened your mouth, and the person next to you says, what'd you say? You might say, me? I said.
I didn't say anything.
Or I said.
Nothing.
And he might say, oh, I thought you said.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Talking about very peculiar things, somebody might say, why? I never heard of things.
You heard of things.
I never heard of blank things.
Those things.
Or
such things.
Okay. All right. Talking about somebody who was riding a horse, you might say, well, he's been thrown from a horse once, and he's been scared of horses ever
since.